Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss insurance, financial market, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is Know That Connects Dots of Confusion, delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Thank you for joining. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our guest, Amy Von Esch, is with us. Esch Law Group, welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 1990 or on SiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's when you call anytime for assistance. When the number comes directly first, there are no operators. I am it.
Quiet. I'm broadcast.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating today one of my favorites, National Pigs in a Blanket Day. And after a little bit of alcohol over the weekend, I could probably use some of those critters going right around those things, whatever they put around them. It looks good to me anyway. Moving right along, Mark this morning, reacting to what was going on in France yesterday. What's going on there? We're up 200 points right now as we speak. Oil down 35 cents per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up a little bit at 2.27 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury, which means mortgage interest rates are up a little bit today. Chat about that in a few minutes. But the U.S. 10-year Treasury, that's what they're living on. They're just a little happier when we start seeing those go up, although it is down quite a bit from where it was. That'd been at like 2.6. So we are seeing some benefits there as we move along. So an article over the weekend, I love watching what we do in the state of confusion here, just because we love to tax ourselves the more we can. We think that money solves every problem. And I don't know how many people really follow the numbers, but we did decide that we wanted to charge ourselves another 12 cents, or we hired elected people that are going to charge another 12 cents a gallon gasoline tax. We're already the highest in the country. We're $3.01 per gallon on average of gasoline. Average American, they're paying $2.419 right now for gasoline. So we are paying a little bit more than everybody else, although the oil state of Hawaii, they're a little higher than us at 3.078. Only state that's higher than us in a gas price, according to this morning's reports out of the AAA. So let's think about this concept, though, because I was looking at this article over the weekend. I had some very interesting discussions about this one over the weekend. And because California budget, our wonderful governor, unbelievable, I think.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah, he wants to raise another $3.3 billion in taxes for pollution. Now, I remember the 80s when we had a lot of pollution in California. It's a little bit better now. But we still have, with all the money that we spend on pollution and trying to clean up our environment, 6 of the top 10 most polluted cities in the country are in California. So I was having this conversation over lunch on Saturday, and they said, well, yeah, but look, we've got Los Angeles, and we've got San Francisco, and look at all the people we have here. And I can understand that. That's a valid point. We do have a lot of people in the state of California, but the most polluted areas are not the metropolitan areas. We would want to call number 6, Los Angeles is number 9. So that's another $3.3 billion. At the problem, see if we can continue doing a better job of solving the problem, as opposed to maybe California. I know that our governor is the smartest man in the world. Just ask him. But here's the concept. What if we were to just go to one of the less polluted states and see what are they doing? And maybe we can copy them. Is that hard? I mean, in the mornings, I do a radio broadcast here every day. Where do I find my information? I repurpose it. I read a lot of news articles. I read that one actually came out of USA Today. Read a lot of news articles, you can find out how to do a lot of things. Sometimes you find out the wrong information when you read news articles because you do have a lot of fake news. Once again, the I don't know why anybody follows the ABC Washington Post poll. The Washington Post we know is owned by Jeff Bezos. He's come out and said anything that's against. Now, the one item that I couldn't figure this out is I thought that the Washington Post and ABC News might be able to figure out my math, but here's just a simple concept that I was looking at in their poll. 42% approval rating for the president he reaches his 100th day. 96% of those who supported him in the election would do it again. Yet they say that the president is not doing a good job and would end up not winning another election. 96% of the people that voted for him support him in the election would do it again. What do you think? Do you think that many people are still going to be happy with voting for Hillary or maybe Bernie? Just a thought there for you. Unbelievable. Moving right along. You love this one. That same ABC Washington Post poll, they couldn't even cover this one up. This was very difficult for them to cover up. 67% of the Democrat Party says the Democrat Party is out of touch with the concerns of the public.
Surprise.
You hear their Democratic National Committee chairman over the weekend talking about the fact that he doesn't listen to his mother? Well, he doesn't listen to his mother because he comes out and says, my mom said I should not use potty mouth out in public, and then goes out and uses words that I wouldn't allow my kids to use, and there was a young lady standing right behind me doing it. Is that the leadership that we're really looking for? Is that where we want to be heading? And we talked about this in the past, the border wall. Right? I mean, I know that Nancy Pelosi thinks that it's a sign of weakness that the president wants to build a border wall. She told us that over the weekend. But 60 Democrat senators voted for it in 2006. Now, what would happen since 2006 to today that in 2006, they're for a border wall. Actually, I guess the problem is it's English. See, some of the senators, some of the Congress people, they don't understand English because in 2006 they were voting for a fence, and today they're voting for they're against a wall. So I'm now making, I guess something in semantics there that they're having a problem with. I just can't figure it out. But you know, maybe that's where the whole issue is coming. I maybe someone could tweet me that or send a private message. The difference between a fence and a wall, and why it is that we can vote for a fence but not a wall. Now we're seeing, I think we've 70% of the illegal immigrant coming through has diminished in recent months. The police and Border Patrol are thrilled with what's going on there. So I don't know about the people in Afghanistan. There were about 96 people in Afghanistan that I don't think Ms. Pelosi will be chatting with, but I don't think they're going to assume that the president is weak. I'm not sure, but they probably won't be thinking that. Just a thought right there, because they were vaporized with that, what do they call it, mother of all bombs or MOAB or whatever they called that thing. Finally, and military, they're talking about the idea that finally getting strength. The Prime Minister of Israel came over here very, very happy with the relationship now. Listening to other world leaders, China turned back some coal, back to North Korea. I think that happened or just by accident. Was it? They just decided all of a sudden we want this coal and we're going to send it back. And mysteriously, it was after their president met with our president. You have to wonder these things. But it doesn't get covered in the media. So it must not be happening. Fake news on the rise once again. And we're going to talk about the idea of our national. We're going to move things closer to home. How can you save a down payment? We'll check out and continue our broadcast this morning. I'm going to talk to Amy Monash about divorce and domestic violence in divorce. I didn't even realize that was an issue, but yes, there's more to it than I know. VA busts 4 home myths. We'll talk about that. And we don't have enough savings to pay for college. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Facebook.com/RonSiegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day on the radio. Or text 306-1990-306-1990. The real estate system for trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST to 79564. Real estate professionals will reach out to you. They'll get you set up on a home search. No advertising on there. Actually, do it right online. Get a text message whenever you want about the property that comes up that meets your criteria, or get a text message whenever a home sells in your neighborhood. If you're a nosy neighbor like I am, you can actually find out what the properties are selling for in your neighborhood. Question this morning, how fast can you save for a down payment? Saving for a down payment office is the big hurdle for a first-time home buyer, and unfortunately, many individuals are getting bad guidance as to how long takes to save for a down payment. The biggest reason is because they don't realize how much of a down payment they need. Veterans, you need nothing. The down payment is zero on a VA loan. Think about that concept. USDA loan, the down payment is nothing. On an FHA loan, 3.5% down payment. And we know the majority of first-time home buyers are putting 6% down payment. So, and there are some Fannie Mae, Freddie programs, 3% down payment. Can you beg, borrow? Don't steal, but beg, borrow the money. Get, think about these. Because there's even down payment assistance, you only need 0.5% down. $4,000, 0.5% down, that means $2,000. for the cost of a MacBook computer, you can own a house. Which one will appreciate and which one will depreciate? Just a thought for you. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ronco Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. It's one of the conversations I have most frequently with folks is dealing with financing the area of divorce. Generally, you have one property that's being departed, two properties that are going to be needed or households needed. So we end up chatting a lot with folks that are going through this process. And this morning, we get to chat about the process with Amy Von Esch. She is an attorney at Von Esch Law Group. I'll throw this in right at the very beginning. We are not giving any legal advice. I can't give any legal advice anyway because I don't know any. But Amy's not giving legal advice. She's here to help educate us on understanding some about the law, but really more about questions that you can ask to a legal professional, to a lawyer, to get your questions answered, understand what's out there, what you need to know. So good morning, Amy.
Good morning, John.
Glad to have you with us. So there's a huge amount out there, and I'm hearing, you know, we hear maybe because of all the lunatic athletes out there that think that violence and beating on each other and beating on women is wise or something. You hear more in the news about domestic violence.
You do.
And that seems like it's now more a part of the divorce world as well. I mean, I've got someone that were a neighbor of mine that's actually going through it. So it's kind of interesting. I never even thought about it.
Yeah, it happens. It happens probably more often than not. But a lot of times I think it happens. Maybe it's not as deep or as bad as one may lead it to believe, because there can be some advantages of domestic violence in the courtroom. It could be for custody. It could be one of the factors in determining long-term support is domestic violence. Who is the aggressor? Could preclude one spouse from getting support if they, you know, were the aggressor in a domestic violence and they were the one that was receiving the support, and they decide to take physical action against the person supporting them. That could limit their ability to get support. So, you know, there's a lot of different factors on why you make a claim for domestic violence. But
is it something that people are using as a, you know, I used to be a chess player, right? So I sometimes look at these things and say it's used as a strategy in advance or preparation for a divorce case?
Some attorneys do it that way. But I think if you're going to make a claim of domestic violence, there needs to be some sort of legitimate case for it, by it. Your spouse can be affected by it, so it needs to be a legitimate claim to do a claim of domestic violence. But there are some attorneys out there, I think, that go down that route because, you know, you can get some leverage out of it as well.
Anything to win. Now, the thing that always bothers me about most areas, the divorce arena, seems to be that the one that always, you know, one partner may win or may lose, but the one that always seems to lose is the kids. Do the courts protect the kids in these type cases where maybe domestic violence is being used as a strategy, yet kids are pulled in to try and, you know, against one parent or the other?
The courts never going to require.
Okay.
Very, very rarely would a judge allow a child to get on the stand while both parents are sitting at the, you know, the plaintiff and the respondent table with their attorney and have that child comment about their parents. I mean, that's pretty psychological damaging to the child. What often would happen is the judge would order the child interviewed by a mediator in the mediation department. And then if that's not enough, it might order minors. If that's not enough, then they may say that the judge wants to speak to the child in his.
Well, that's good, because, I mean, you think I never even thought about the psychological portion of it, but you can imagine that could be really challenging for a young person. Now, even for an old person, courts are intimidating. So child. I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, I do a lot of custody cases. I would never put a child on the stand unless absolutely necessary. Normally, a good attorney they request a chambers minor interview with the judge, and it would just be generally just the judge and the child have a conversation. Or probably the more proper route would be to appoint a minor's counsel. That attorney is the child. That child wants.
That would be probably a lot better to protect that child.
It is, but it's also costly. Someone's got to pay that attorney.
Sure.
So who pays that attorney? And just split between two parties. So those two parties can't pay state assistance. See more often than not, goes through the mediation department.
Now, I saw on, I was actually on your website a little bit. I don't know, maybe I don't understand what I'm looking at, but I'll ask you anyway. So when you go through this domestic violence area, if there's been an assertion of domestic violence, and it was done as a strategy more or less, as opposed to something that's really legitimate, is there any grounds for a defamation issue?
You know, clients have asked that a lot. Generally, that's going to be a civil suit. And it seems that if once they get done dealing with me and the divorce or the separation issue, by the time you say, well, now you got to go in the civil arena and file defamation of character, libel or slander, whatever it may be, they are either burnt out.
Burnt out or out of money.
Or, yes, their pockets are burnt out.
Burnt out psychologically or financially, what have you.
Right, so, you know, I haven't seen a client yet, but we have to let them know that that is an option for them. I've had clients that want to go down that road, but they just can't financially.
Sounds like it might be a counterpunch, so to speak. If you've got one side claiming domestic violence, and the other saying, hey, I didn't do it, and oh, by the way, we may be looking at a defamation suit down the road, that might balance the scales a little.
Maybe, yeah, it could be.
Wake somebody up.
Yeah, you know, like, let's just keep control of your mouth and body.
Yeah, exactly. Great information. We're going to I thought that on the website, and it's just fascinating because we've never talked about that with the lawyer on Ron Siegel Radio, but we're going to chat more with Amy Von Esch when we come back. Spousal support, when does it start, especially if you've got a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad? We'll talk about that when we come back. Division of property, all the businesses, there's a lot to go on here. It might be cheaper to stay together. Some people find out after the fact that they might leave each other afterwards after going through this whole process. We'll talk about all this. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about some home loan myths that are dispensed with by the Veterans Administration and saving money for college. Are we doing it? Yeah, we'll see. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the Neuro 1 on YouTube, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to the radio with an market. There are solutions as well as... Oh, I got you. I understand. I get some text messages during the show. You're right. You're exactly right. Just need some guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What do you do? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. I know your credit report is wrong. It's very simple. I've been looking at reports since about the mid-80s. And I've never, ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate. And I've seen reports as high as, I think the highest I've seen is an 834. Every one of them has errors. This morning, we don't have enough savings to pay for college. What is the best tool, the best method for saving for college? It's going to be looking somewhere with $30,000 to $6,000 a year in many instances. What are you going to do? Are you using a 529 plan? Do you know about a 529 plan? First place you want to look, you've got to get that FAFSA done. I was not a big fan of the FAFSA. I always wanted to pay somebody else to do it. My wife took care of it, thank goodness. But you got to get that done. That's the starting point to find out what your family contribution is going to be. If you want to start with a high net worth individual, you might want to start that early. Scholarship is the first place to start. You want to talk with a financial planner. We talked a lot with, Princeton Review, the one that we looked at, quite a bit talking to them. They gave some great advice. The private schools are much cheaper once you look at the financial packages than the public schools. Most people don't believe that. But think about this. Harvard has more money in their endowments, more money coming in. If they nobody would have more money than they can ever figure out what same case when you're dealing with some of the public schools that are dealing with budgets. You might want to look at the 529 plan. You might talk to Al Manfrey. He's got some great retirement programs and savings programs there that you don't have to pay taxes on those programs. They avoid taxes. Don't get a 401k. That's not the right choice for you. And one of the other things, as I've shared many times, take a look at the schools. Are they return on investment for an institution? I've seen many, many times, way too many times, when we're doing our consulting for the lending side, $200,000 in student loan debt I saw for an attorney couple. Both of them were attorneys. $200,000 in student loan debt. How long is that going to take to repay that, to earn that kind of money? Just a thought on wealth segment. Brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. We are chatting this morning with Amy Von Esch. Von Esch Law Group is the name of her company. Not giving legal advice, just having a chat here. So we talked in a prior segment about domestic violence. If you want that information, go listen. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So let's talk a little bit about custody, Amy. How do we figure out? California, it seems to me, mom's got the right.
That's like the myth. You know, the code, the family law code says that both parties should have equal time, provided that both parties are, number one, capable of having equal time, you know, with each job and what they need to do to provide their family and their children. But I have plenty of dads that have 50-50, and they're entitled to 50-50 so long as there's no issue with drugs, alcohol abuse, that kind of thing. And that goes for men on both sides of the fence. So, you know, there should be continuous contact with both parents. The child is half theirs.
Sure. So how do they determine that? Because 50-50, I mean, if dad has the kids, even if they have every weekend and he's working, that's almost 50-50, but that's not fair to mom because then all she's got is the work. Time with them.
It's very, very rare that a court would give one parent exclusively. That is the downtime with kids. The fun
sure,
time.
Right.
So why should one parent just have all of the fun and the other parent take the grind of school week?
Sure.
And the, you know, is an extracurricular and so forth, the tax cut, and then the other one gets to reap the benefit of the weekend. So generally, the schedule is either going to be a week on, week off, which is, you know, not a normal schedule. A more normal 50-50 schedule is one parent has Monday, Tuesday, the other parent has Wednesday, Thursday, and then you alternate the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, return to school on Sunday. That's a typical 50-50 split week schedule.
And is that what the courts are looking for? Because when I look at so many of the divorce decrees that come across in the lending business, it almost seems like they're almost always 60-40 is what I see from it.
Well, it just depends on whether or not one parent has a work schedule that's not conducive to a 50-50 schedule. I mean,
that's where it starts out, too, and then they just figure out what works.
The courts really want the parent to co-parent and figure out what schedule is going to work best with their family. If you can't co-parent and figure out amongst the two, then the man or the woman in the black robe is going to tell them how they're going to raise their children.
That seems to me like that's the worst solution.
It is the worst solution. I mean, you had these children together, you should be able to figure out how you're going to raise them if your relationship is not going to work out. So the best is to negotiate that amongst the two of you in a mediation process attorney.
Now, I know this might be a question you don't want to even get into. Will attorneys basically go out or is there some ethics? I mean, I know in the real estate world, you have this whole set of ethics that you're really supposed to be doing. And the myth or maybe the reputation is that you've got attorneys that keep wanting to incite. And is there an issue where you can go in, the attorneys are basically going and say, this is really what the courts are going to want. Can we get there without the amount of fighting?
there's always a, I always take the opportunity to try to negotiate the case before I file something, or even if I file something, negotiate it before it goes to hearing, because I would think that that's in the best interest of my client. And, you know, I often tell the client, you know, this is where I see the case ending up. I see you, the other side's going to get 50-50, or eventually they will get 50-50, and it's just a matter of time. They might have to just oops, but you know what, court's going to almost require you to set that person up failure. Give him or her the opportunity to have 50-50, and if it doesn't work out, then, you know, that's when you make your claim to the court. But you almost have to set that other person up for failure. If he or she says that, you know, I want 50-50, and you know deep down that it's never going to work, it's apparent, and they deserve some of their
So then basically what ends up happening is you end up having to come back in again. Is that it?
Well, the courts retain jurisdiction over that child until the child's 18, or 18 and graduated, or 19, whichever comes first. So you always have the opportunity to go back in if there's been a change of circumstances. So a judgment is never finalized when it comes to child support or custody and visitation. It's always retained jurisdiction. There's nothing you can do about that.
Interesting. Okay. So if you, it's almost seems to me like you're better off just starting there and say, okay, well, we're going to stipulate to that and
yes.
Not litigate so much.
Yes and no. I think it depends on the age of the child. I mean, you're generally the court's not necessarily going to go with 50-50 with a one-month-old.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's going to depend. The courts do have, you know, a guideline that the mediation department will use on contact, depending on the age of the child.
Interesting. Okay. I know it's not politically correct, but from a personality issue, growth, I mean, I would think that girls need to be with their mom, probably just to learn, you know, there's a lot of things that guys can't teach girls, just calling a spade, or don't have as much experience with, I should say.
Yeah, but every little girl needs their daddy, too.
Right. So I'm just wondering, do they...
The dads are going to be teach the little girl something that the mom's not going to be able to teach, just like the mom's going to be able to teach the son something that, you know, I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I think that both parents bring a benefit to raising the child. And just because you might not, dad might not know how to do something with a daughter doesn't mean that he can't learn.
Okay.
So
they look at those things as far as needing, our daughters needing to be with their moms. You know, moms generally are not going to be the one going out and teaching how to tackle in the football or something like that. Figure that out within their 50%.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's not. I'm not an advocate for father's rights or mother's rights. I find myself, you know, very much in the center. But I think there is a strong class of dads that need to understand the courts aren't out to get them because they're the dad and getting to the mom. That may have been how it was, you know, 15, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Right. It's pretty
even down the middle now.
It is.
Great information. We're going to continue. I want to talk about child support. Maybe when does it start? We'll talk about that when we come back with Amy Von Esch. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about some VA myths that we're going to try and dispel what the myths are. Here we'll chat about that. You can reach anytime. Our off-air number, 306-9900-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. With us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, any mortgage, Gold Star has the products for you. They've got the asset depletion loans. They've got the hypothecation loans. I don't even know what that means. But they also have the VA loans, FHA loans, USDA loans, all of the good products out there. VA bust four home loan myths that hurt the veteran. I hate it when we see them. Well, Brent Humphreys was on with me last week, I think. We're talking about some of the garbage that goes on with people and understanding the VA loans. So the myth number one, this is a lousy loan product. And to be quite honest with you, the VA loan is probably the best loan on market, bar none. Our veterans have earned it. It's not like it's a gift of any sort. It's not an entitlement. Well, they're entitled because they earned it. $124,000, you can get a VA loan all the way up to $1 million or $2 million. They're not all going to be zero down payment when they're the higher amounts. But up to the county lending limits, yes, you are going to be zero down payment for our veterans. You need credit to get a VA loan. Well, you don't even need good credit to get a VA loan. I did hear one of the big banks that everybody knows about, they call themselves America, but I saw they just turned down somebody with a 93 FICO score. That's something that should never, ever happen. That loan is a great loan. And 693 FICO, you can do those all day long. And this veteran thinks that because they turned him down, instead of saying, we don't do it, it's not that the veteran's VA loan is not available for them. VA loans take forever to close. That is another myth. They close as fast as the others. They're also more likely to close than both the conventional and FHA. It's really pretty clear and simple. simple what's needed for a VA loan. No down payment makes these risky loans. That's another myth. The VA loans have been the safest on the market. Even during the housing crash, the VA loans performed better than nearly every other loan on the market. This is a one-time benefit. No, that's not true. Once you earn it, it is yours for life. You get to keep on using it over and over and over again. And yes, I do know of some veterans that have more than one VA loan. Yeah, you can only go up to your live in the county, but if you haven't used it all, and if you get, you know, your deployment changes, you can use it over again. That's the way the VA loan is set up. It is the best loan on the market. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, and put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star. They can help you out with that VA loan. It's going to cost you less to get into a house and own it as a veteran than your I always call it a down payment for the lease. Think about that concept. Continuing our conversation this morning, Amy Von Esch is with us. We're getting a lot of information from Amy. We're giving legal advice. These are information you need to understand if you're going through divorce or some family law issues. Just you can go to the Von Esch Law Group, or you can give me a call at 800-306-1990. Put you in touch with Amy. She says that's how she feeds her family, so you can pay her for legal advice. We're just giving educational information right now. We've talked about custody. We've talked about domestic violence. Let's talk about surviving. I mean, this is basic. When you're in this society, I don't know if we have a lot of stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, but you know, one or the other is a non-working spouse. Once this process, you know, starts.
Well, it's not easy. I mean, think about it just logically. You have your two-party income, household income, or you have a one-party household income. Divide that one house into two. How do you make ends meet? You have to change your standard of living. You can't keep the same standard, although that's what the law kind of says, you know, that's how they pay support is a standard of living. It doesn't necessarily have that right off the get-go coming out of the gates of a dissolution. You know, you're going to have to go out and get a job. You're not going to be able to be a stay-at-home parent.
See, now we know why you're here. I'm just a radio host and mom or dad, and you've got it better.
You know, it's just, it's not financially feasible. I often tell that that just because you get a job doesn't mean your report's going to change dollar for dollar. Just because you now make $2,500 a month means that your support's going to go down $2,500. It's a whole computer-generated system that we use on a temporary basis for support and child support. We use either it's called ex-spouse or the DISO-master, depending on what courthouse you're in or what attorney's office you're in. You're going to use one of those two programs to determine temporary support. The child support's never going to change. We're always going to use them when we're looking at support. We have several factors when determining support. Like we said, domestic violence can be one of those factors. There's about 14 different factors.
So do they keep the same level of lifestyle? It seems to me that no two partners are going to have identical earning power. One partner is going to have a different earning power. So if you've got 50-50 custody, does the partner try and equal that out? Do the kids have the same standard of living?
So when I say that you're going to, I use the DISO Master in my office.
Okay.
So when I use the DISO Master, one of the factors in determining support is timeshare. Although they're two separate entities, just because you don't pay support, or, you know, it's the derogatory term of, you know, deadbeat dad,
right,
you don't pay support, you don't get to see the kids, you hear that out,
right,
in,
sure,
the world.
Sure.
That's not true at all. They're two different vehicles. But timeshare with a child is a determinant of support. So you have to put in the timeshare in support to kick out or have that program generate a number of in support. So that's why you also hear the more time you spend, the less you pay in support, which is much true. If you're spending 50-50, you're going to be contributing 50-50 when they're on your time too. So
sure.
Support is going to go down.
Is there a ramp up period for one of the spouses? So if you have a stay-at-home parent, you have the other parent that's working, and whomever files, obviously the stay-at-home doesn't have the financial wherewithal until they go and start working.
Right. So generally what an attorney would do at that hearing in opposing support, so generally, if, for instance, just say that it's a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
A lot of times what it is. That stay-at-home mom gets an attorney and uses, you know, a portion of their joint saving account to put down the retainer to file. And that attorney files a request for order from the court for spouse support and support. And they use what the current income is as we sit here today in determining that. As opposition, that attorney is going to come in and say, I want you to issue what's called a Gavron warrant, which tells she needs to make in a reasonable period of time she needs to become self-supporting. So they're going to make her make efforts to become self-supporting. And then also another tactic that attorney would do later on at trial is do what they call vocational evaluation to determine what her ability to earn is. Say that she has a four-year degree, but when she had kids, she decided that she wants. They decided, husband, wife,
sure,
whatever, decided she's going to stay home and help raise the children. But before she had children, she was a career woman, had a degree, had a good job. She's been out of the market for earning power.
Interesting. So there's a lot going into all. And the other question I had was, how soon is it when you file the case? Is
the
that
request
when
for order?
The request for order.
So
how soon do you do that?
When you file a request for order, generally it happens, you know, the very beginning of the case, because if somebody's got to split the income, each party can somewhat survive.
Sure.
And it's just not going on credit cards.
Right. We see that a lot.
Right. So it takes about, if it's not an emergency, and generally speaking, financial issues, although you and I may feel it's an emergency, the court does not feel like that's an emergency. It's an appropriate party request, an emergency request. So it generally takes 45 days to get before the judge, or they're going to make an order on support.
Interesting information. It's amazing how much goes into all of this, especially, and it's amazing how ignorant we are as a society for something that we see. I heard, I don't know if it's still the same. The last numbers I had heard was 7% of the first-time marriages in Orange County.
High. And the more affluent that you go, I think the divorce rate.
Wow. And
it's definitely over 50, but California doesn't actually take statistics on it, so you won't be able to find divorce rates in California. You'll be able to find them in other states, but you know, I can see that it's higher than.
Wow. Amazing information. If you want some great information, want to get. Unfortunately, if you're going through this process, you need, don't go it alone. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Amy Von Esch, and you know, you can get some great counsel there. Maybe you might even decide after talking to her that you don't want to go through with a divorce. We'll see about that as well. And be sure to hit that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio. Only about items affecting your house and your bank account. All of our sponsors, a big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, a lot of money helps people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.